Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet Holmes. It's such a great blessing to be able to come into your homes, automobiles, place confinement, wherever you might be, to share with you the great gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, to let you know sweet Jesus loves you. He's concerned about you. He want to make the real change in your life that will turn your life around, make your future brighter than your past. The Lord has blessed Missionary Velvet and myself with a powerful Holy Ghost filled ministry to go into the jails and prisons to preach Jesus to those that's behind prison bars. We've had some wonderful services in them jails and prisons before the coronavirus closed them in March of 2020. Amen. Now we are entering into the brand new year now. Of January the 1st, 2023. Praise God. Time is moving. Praise the Lord. So lift your hands up and say, thank you, Jesus, for seeing a brand new year.
Amen.
Of January the 1st, 2023. Praise God. And on today, to start this brand new year off, we're going to have a powerful message talking about it's time to live for Jesus. Yes. We're going to be, man, really talk about living for the Lord this year. Praise God. So we would like for you to call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune into today's broadcast for this exciting message. Those that's incarcerated, tell your cellmate to tune into today's broadcast for this exciting message. At the close, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Because today could be your day for deliverance. My beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet, is here to read the Word of God. It's time to live for Jesus. We see all of the type of violence going on in our cities and towns across the United States. All last year, 2022. All the homicides, the murders took place in our cities and towns. Around where people is just taking lives and don't seem to show no mercy, no pity. I'm telling you, don't value human life. So much hatred out there. How people mistreat folks, do people wrong. Stealing and robbing going on. Sexual assaults, rapes, all that stuff going on. Is there ever a time to seek the Lord? It is now. With all the corruption going on in our world today, is there ever a time to live for Jesus? It is now.
Amen.
Because we need to turn our hearts to the Lord before it is too late. Praise God. It's sad to die in your sins and leave this world and don't have Jesus. It's very sad. That's the reason why I buy time on radio and I preach the gospel so that people will hear the word of God and turn from sin and serve the Lord. Dedicate your life to the Lord. Seek the Lord. While you got breath to pray, call on the Lord. Because when the last breath leaves your body and you be laying in the funeral home, waiting to be buried in the grave or cremated, as some of these people do today, it'll be too late. That's the reason why we need to turn our hearts to Jesus and serve the Lord. Live for Jesus. Yes, turn your heart to the Lord. This world and all what it possesses is not worth your soul being lost forever in the fires of hell. Now, I know some people want to be preaching this stuff where hell don't exist. There is no such thing as a hell. This is 2023. Time out for that foolishness. Time out for pretending hell don't exist. I'm here to let you know we need to stop living in a fairy tale. Stop letting these preachers put you in a fairy tale, acting like hell don't exist. But we need to face reality, face the truth. Do something about your soul. Praise God. Don't waste your time in this world on education, on money, on the lust of the flesh, on houses and land. But you need to do something about your soul. Because people are leaving this world and don't have Jesus. And it's so sad. Very sad. Because once you leave here, you can't come back to correct nothing.
Amen.
You cannot come back to do nothing different once you leave this world. That's the reason why we're living in here now. While you're breathing, while you got your health and strength, now's the time to seek the Lord, to pray, to call on Jesus with all your heart.
Amen.
As we start off this brand new year of 2023, if you don't know the Lord in the pardon of your sins, now's your time to give your heart to Jesus. Before it be too late. Praise God. Amen. That's good for introduction. We getting ready to go into the Word of God. Oh yes. We got my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet. She's been all, amen, busy doing the last broadcast as we had in December of 2022. So, amen, she's here on this brand new year of 2023. Praise God. So, Missionary Velvet, amen, what you like to say on this, amen, New Year's Day?
Praise the Lord. I bring you greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He just came out that wonderful holiday season. We're celebrating Jesus Christ, who is our Savior, our Messiah, and the Lord, the one that be able to save us from our sins. And I say, I praise the Lord for him. And I'm going to sing a brief little bit of this song that the Lord gave me several years ago. And it's probably sung it before, but it's a good beginning reminder of us of a brand new year, saying there is hope. There is hope. There is hope. No matter what you're going through, there is hope. There is hope. Don't ever let it go, because there is hope. Because we are God's greatest creation, and we're made in His image. His love and mercy are so great toward us. So there is hope. Hallelujah. There is hope. There is hope. Don't ever let it go. Hold on to it. There is hope. There is hope. Hallelujah. He said, blessed is the poor in spirit, for there is the kingdom of God. The kingdom is Jesus Christ. He came to this earth for you and I. He suffered such great agony so we can be free. So you see, there is hope, there is hope, there is hope. And that hope is Jesus Christ. No matter what you're going through, don't ever give up. Hold on, because there is hope. There is hope. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, yes, there is hope. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. So hang on in there. There is hope. There is hope. Don't ever let it go. Because He will give you peace. His peace passes all understanding. He will guard your heart. He will guard your mind. So let not your heart be troubled. Let it not be afraid. Because there is hope. There is hope. Don't ever let it go. And that hope is Jesus Christ. That hope is Jesus Christ. So there is hope. Hallelujah. Well, this is the beginning of this year. We make new resolutions and all those kind of things. So make that part of your resolution, because there is hope. And your hope is in Jesus Christ. May God bless you. And I love you.
I'm telling you, there is hope. Yes. Make your change and turn your heart to the Lord. Call on Him with all your heart, your soul, and might and strength. Because now is the time to seek the Lord and pray. Yes, look at all the violence going on in our world and all the shootings and all. And people telling the people to put down guns. But will they listen to you? I'm telling you, it continue on. No matter who says so. It can be local leaders. Whoever said, put down your guns. But people are going to continue to do it because it's in them to do it. Because they got sin in them. The devil, the Bible says in St. John 10:10, the thief come not but for to steal, kill, and destroy. Satan is out to destroy the people. And the people don't want to recognize the devil. They act like it's a sickness. They try to treat it with medication. But that do not solve the problem. It only slows it down. Because it slows the people's emotions down. But it does not solve the problem. It takes Jesus to really get that sinful thing out of them, to cause them to do violence, that causes them to shoot with guns and things, to stab people with knives. It takes Jesus to get that thing out, that devil out. I'm telling you, once you get that devil out, that person is a brand new person. That's what I preach. Preach Jesus to the people. Praise the Lord. Amen. We just came out of Christmas talking about the birth of the Lord. And the Bible says in St. Matthew 1:21, and she shall bring forth a son. Talking about the Virgin Mary. And she shall call his name Jesus. For he shall save his people from their sins. Jesus come to save you from your sin. Not to save you in it, but to save you from it. Time out for playing church. This is a brand new year of 2023. Time out for playing church. It's time to get serious about your soul. Because people are leaving here. Yes, they are. They're leaving here. And we need to get ready to meet the Lord. You cannot be ready leaving this world in your sins. I'm telling you, you can't be ready. Amen. You out there in the drinking and smoking and gambling and prostituting. You can't, amen, be ready like that. But you need to get your life cleaned up. And Jesus come to clean your life up and make your life brand new. Amen. Praise God. Amen. 2 Corinthians 5:17, Missionary Velvet. What did the Word of God say? 2 Corinthians 5:17.
Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new.
Now, you heard what Apostle Paul said. If any man be in Christ, when he said man, he means women as well as men, both male and female. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things, not some things, but all things become brand new. When Jesus moves in, the devil is cast out. Light and darkness do not mix. You can't mix righteousness with unrighteousness. You can't mix holiness with sin. People, we need to face reality, face the truth, Preachers, it's time to preach the truth. Stop preaching fairy tales. Trying to preach, amen, where people can be saved and sinned too. That's fairy tale. Preacher, there is no hell. That's a fairy tale. Time out for fairy tales. But it's time to preach the real word of God. Amen. People feel, well, if I preach like that, the folk gonna run away, and the money, I ain't gonna have no money. If you rather to have money than to love the people's souls, then God didn't call you. You might as well go out there and get a job and work a natural job, because that's where you get your money, on your own natural work. When you're working for the Lord, you're concerned about the people's souls, about their welfare with the Lord, whether they're ready for heaven. That's what you're concerned about, not how big your offering is, but you're more concerned about the people's souls. I'm telling you, when you're called by God, amen. There's too many hirelings out there messing up the people. All they want is the money. They're not concerned about your where you're going to spend eternity. As far as they're concerned, you can die and go to hell as long as you fill up their pockets with money. And a lot of preachers are going to die and go to hell because of the love of money. I'm telling you. But people, we need to get your eyes off of money. Get your eyes off of this worldly possessions and get your eyes on Jesus. Because Jesus come to save you from your sins. He come to take sin out of the sinner. He come to separate you from the life of sin. So you can live in this world with victory and power. I said power over the devil. Place the devil where he belongs. That's under your feet. As Missionary Velvet said, therefore if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. And behold, all things become new. Yes, you're brand new inside out. You have a new conversation. You don't talk filthy out your mouth like you used to. You don't curse no more. That's right, you don't curse no more. When Jesus comes inside of you. I'm telling you, praise God. It's time to face the truth about the matter. Stop living in fairy tales. Amen. People want to look at Peter. We call Peter cursed. Amen. Because Peter cursed me. Because Peter won't save. I'm telling you. He wasn't saved. Because Jesus hadn't gave his life yet. To deliver them. Like talking about. So amen. The only thing Peter could get was conversion. And water baptism. That's all Peter could get at the time. Amen. And as long as you just got water baptism and conversion. Amen. That sinful nature still in you. Therefore, you're going to sin. I'm telling you. But Jesus come to take you farther. Farther than water baptism and repentance. He come to take you to Calvary. Get your blood bath. Get washed in the blood. Once you get washed in the blood, he root that sinful nature out of you. Place in you a brand new nature, the nature of Christ. That's the new birth, being born again. That's being born of the Spirit. Some people don't understand being born of the Spirit. Do you think being born of the Spirit is the Holy Ghost? No. Being born of the Spirit is when you be washed in the blood. I'm telling you that the blood of Jesus be done signed your name on heaven's roll. You got a seat in the kingdom. That's being born again. That's being born of the Spirit. Glory to God. Because Jesus breathed a life in your soul. Glory to God. Because when he breathes the life of your soul, that sinful nature goes out of you. He places in you a brand new nature, the nature of Christ. Then you'll be a candidate to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise God. You want some Bible? I'll give you a Bible. St. John 20, 22 and 21. Praise God. I'm telling you. Jesus come to take sin out of the sinner. That's what he come for. Take sin out of the sinner. Praise God. Amen.
And when he had said this, he breathed on them. And said unto them, receive ye the Holy Ghost.
In other words, he breathed on them and told them to get ready to receive the Holy Ghost. Amen. When he breathed on him, that was the breath that he gave on Calvary. He come to breathe a life in your soul. Wash you in the blood. Take sin out by the root. Because that same group that was there went up to the upper room in the book of Acts to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Halamahanda, Hilamahaya, glory to God. If you want the Holy Ghost, you got to go through Jesus. Because he got to go through the blood to get the real Holy Ghost in your soul. I'm telling you, it's time to get it for real, people. Stop playing church, but get it for real. Get it so you can live right every day. The preacher can live right. The church members can live right. You can live right on the job. Live right at home. Be a godly man in your marriage. You love your wife. Don't cheat on her. The wife loves the husband. Don't cheat on him. You love your children. Teach your children to love the Lord. To grow up fearing God. Keeping his commandments. I'm talking about getting it for real. I'm telling you, it's time to get it for real. Stop playing. Too many people playing church over here. Being hypocrites. You can't go to heaven being a hypocrite. But you got to be real to make it into heaven. Praise God. I'm telling you. Amen. The preacher got to get it right. The members got to get it right. Amen. You can't be saved. Amen. Cheating and all in your marriage. The preacher going on the side. And having a girlfriend on the side. Got a wife at home and got a girlfriend on the side. You can't go to heaven like that. You sure can't go to heaven being a child molester. Praise God. You cannot go to heaven being a child molester, molesting kids. Incest. You can't go to heaven committing incest. It's time for holiness. It's time to live right. It's time to turn from sin. Get rid of sin. You hear me? Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. If you want to go to heaven. Because if people don't want to go to heaven, then sin going to carry you to hell. I'm telling you the truth. Praise God. You rather to spend your life messing around in sin and then die and go to hell. Amen. I'm telling you. But people, we need to turn from sin. We need to repent. We need to ask the Lord to forgive you of your sins so you can live for Jesus. Start living for the Lord. Because you don't know when the Lord going to come. Amen. All this, amen, evil over here in this world. All this sinful nature out here in this world. And people playing church in them churches. You don't know when the Lord going to come. You don't know what going to strike this land. But we need to be living for the Lord. We need to be ready. You hear me? It's time to be ready. Praise God. Because the Lord, amen, is not pleased at all this evil out here. In this land. All this sin that's over here in this land. He's not pleased. So it's time for people. If you want to go to heaven, it's time to get ready for heaven. Praise God. Amen. Because heaven is real. Amen. Praise God. And I'm telling you, we sang the song, Missionary Velvet, Up Above My Head. I heard music in there.
Amen.
Amen. I heard music in there. And I really do believe there's a heaven somewhere.
Yeah.
I'm telling you the truth.
Somewhere.
Amen. I'm planning on going up. You heard me? Glory to God. Yeah. Amen. Going up into heaven. Amen. Like Stevenson. Praise our God. Hanamahanda. Hinamahaya. Hanamashanda. Well, glory. Praise our God. Amen. It's time to live for Jesus. It's time to live for him. Praise our God. Amen. You can't live for the Lord. Got one foot in the world and one foot in the church. Being churchy on Sunday and live like the devil during the week. You can't go to heaven like that. Praise God. But it's time to live right. It's time to love one another and treat people right. Amen. Praise God. We're going to pick it up on another broadcast. Because I know it's a powerful message. Praise the Lord. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for blessing us to see a brand new year. of January the 1st, 2023. Lord, look on the pew in mercy, though that's in sin. Let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I'll live right. Blot out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the seat of forgiveness. Lord, wash them in your precious blood. Lord, breathe in their soul and sanctify them wholly. Put their joy in there. Put their peace and love in the heart. I want you to baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick, though they're sick in their bodies. Lord, I come against cancer, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, the coronavirus. Lord, the flu bug. Lord, stretch forth your nail-scarred hand of Calvary. Touch, heal, and deliver by the power of God. Lord, go into the nursing homes. Lord, touch these people. Lord, deliver them and set them free. In the hospitals. Lord, touch them in the name of Jesus. Lord, go into the jails and prisons. Lord, touch these prisoners. Let them know it's time to live for you. Time out for messing around. Time out for being out there, amen, hustling on the street corner. But it's time to get real and serve the Lord and live for Jesus. Praise God. Lord, do these things. We'll praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen. Amen. Just lift your hands up and say, thank you, Jesus. While you're praising God for your deliverance, here come my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet.
Praise and praise and praise. And the song said, there is hope. There is hope for every last one of us. But the answer is decision maker is up to you. Where you want to accept that hope. And that hope is Jesus Christ. You heard the message that Ella Holmes preached in the prayer that he prayed. And if you believe, you have been set free. And now you've been redeemed, been restored, and revived. You keep on thanking and keep on praising God for your deliverance and for your miracle. Because God has not failed me yet. And he will not fail you. Though behind prison bars, we thank the Lord for you. But Jesus loves you even more. And he has a plan for you to prosper and a plan for you to have hope. Because Jesus Christ got his arms wide open waiting for you to walk right on into his arms. To be able to supply your every need. Those in the free world, thank you for your prayers and your support of our ministry. God has a plan for you too. And there is hope in Jesus Christ. No matter what you're going through, the Lord has an answer for you. Remember that God loves with an everlasting love, and we do too. But the most of all, the power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say. Whatsoever God has promised, he is able to perform. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. Pray for Missionary Velvet and myself. So we get a green light going back into the jails and prisons, doing what the Lord called us to do. Amen. To spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Praise God. Amen. Those in the free world, click into our website. Be blessed. With the many activities on our website, the Heaven Bound Train website, and also this good, strong Holy Ghost preaching is on the website. So click on it and enjoy it any time of day or night, the Heaven Bound Train website. We thank God for the hundreds of hits I'll be getting, amen, during the months. Amen, praise God. We thank God for all of you that have been, amen, clicking on in. Continue clicking in on the website. Be blessed. Those of you that's incarcerated, you can write us for Bibles, other life-changing materials. All material to prisoners are free. Spanish-speaking inmates write for Spanish material. Jesus loves the Spanish-speaking people. Today's broadcast, the Chaplain William Holmes, along with one companion, Missionary Velvet, saying that, if Jesus should come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you.
Been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write, to request prayer, or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.